Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how does a newly rich club attract the right players? There's been so much talk about Newcastle United since they were bought by the Saudis for £300 million earlier this month. We covered the story by profiling the woman behind the deal, Amanda Staveley, in episode 47. Today, we move on to matters on the pitch. Newcastle have just become one of the world's richest football clubs. In theory, they can afford to bring in whoever they want. And now that football's worst-kept secret is finally out and Steve Bruce has left the club, they'll be looking for a new manager. The fans will be expecting an exciting appointment and a name they recognise. One thing's for sure, Newcastle will have to spend big if they're serious about thinking big.
Spurs now charge forward. We've had the 4 minutes. And Spurs get the win. Newcastle's new era ends in a defeat at the hands of Tottenham Hotspur.
Newcastle are in the relegation zone right now, with just 3 points and no wins from their opening 8 games. Their Spanish right-back, Javier Manquillo, has a couple of ideas. When asked who they should sign by The Telegraph this week, he said they should go for Erling Haaland and Kylian Mbappe, which just goes to show, even pros play fantasy football. But who can blame him? He only wants what's best for his team. Unfortunately for Manquillo, although Newcastle could afford these players, their current league positions suggest they are highly unlikely to be able to attract them, at the moment at least.
This is going to take forever. Let's not beat around the bush here. You know, you can't just go out. It's not like Football Manager and you just go out and go, I want to buy Messi and Mbappe and Neymar and whoever I want to buy.
But how does a newly enriched club attract the right players? There is a blueprint, as any Manchester City fan can tell you. In 2008, they were taken over by the Abu Dhabi royal family, and like Newcastle, the club immediately became immensely rich. City had finished ninth the season before, but the new owners had much higher ambitions than that. They signed the best players they could at the time. Chelsea fullback Wayne Bridge and Liverpool forward Craig Bellamy bolstered the squad. While it took £32.5 million to tempt Real Madrid's Robinho to join City. At the time, that was the most expensive transfer in Premier League history. Yet splashing the cash arguably didn't really help. City ended up 10th that year, worse than the season before. However, alongside the expensive signings were some cut-price bargains who would go on to form the backbone of what became a stunningly successful team. I'm thinking about players like Pablo Zabaleta and the man who became the captain and a club legend, Vincent Kompany. He cost a mere £6.5 million.
City's grip on the Premier League title looked to be fading. Step in, captain Vincent Kompany.
Have a crack, he's getting closer. Oh! Oh!
Captain Marvel! Manchester City with a massive goal!
These players would provide a platform that City could build upon. Suddenly, the team included Patrick Vieira, Yaya Toure, and the cheeky signing of Carlos Tevez from Derby rivals Manchester United. Now they had recognisable stars, and with them on board, City had the prestige to attract breakout players like David Silva and Sergio Aguero. It was only then they were ready to win the league, which they did in 2012.
Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero! I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again!
It had taken 4 years for City to deliver the first silverware to their new owners. And so Newcastle could do a lot worse than to follow that blueprint for success when it comes to signing players and, of course, managers. Let's not forget that City started with Mark Hughes before they got their man in Roberto Mancini and ultimately Pep Guardiola. So yes, Newcastle right-back Javier Manquillo may have been joking about signing Haaland and Mbappe, but isn't it intriguing to think that Newcastle could unearth their own Vincent Kompany over the next few months? For Manquillo and the fans, a Rolling Stones song lyric springs to mind. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? And while you're there, drop us a rating and review on your chosen podcast platform. Today's episode was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Studio Klong.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.